Blog Talk Radio.
It's the sort of thing better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows. Weekend warriors toe to toe. Football. Football.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is.
Like water. Be water, my friend.
Good evening. You're listening live to the PFFL podcast. I am T-Matrix. You can check out all the scores, highlights, flagfootballamerica.com. Check out the show, blogtalkradio.com/flagfootball. We have neared the end of the regular season of season number 14. Super Flag Bowl 14 will be on June 14th, 2015 at 12 p.m. Got 10 teams in the bracket, two teams with a bye. We're going now into the playoff bracket. So season ended as, you know, no one really thought it was a surprise. Barr ends up 9-0, actually. 9-0, runs the table. NWO 8-1, Mustangs 7-2, Eagles, Action Crazy 5-4. SBD, actually 4-5. SBD Eagles 5-4. Stallions 3-6. Bulls 3-6. Hot Boys 1-8. And the Phoenix 0-9. So, you know, you look at this overall picture of really where the league's come, and you look at all the champions of the league. You know, the Bar now really have an opportunity now really to set themselves apart from the pack, to be the first team to do a three-peat. They can get their sixth championship, and, you know, It's something where, you know, they don't really have peers at this point. They're really, everyone else is playing catch up. You know, NWO obviously in the most recent winners, but you got two other teams sitting back there, Mustangs and Eagles, who have neither franchises yet to get into a championship game. So, you know, it really looks like it's the Bar's championship to lose. You know, you hate to say that, because you want, you know, anything can happen, but, you know, we'll see how things shake out in the playoffs. But let's quickly hit week six scores that wrapped up the regular season. SBD beat Hot Boys 34-6. Stallions were lose to the Bar 42-6. But if we now switch back over to actually regular season week number 7, that was week 6. Let's go back to week 7 and really just get a good idea of all the scores to this final game, 14-30. New World Order defeat SBD. New World Order Stallions 29-14. Phoenix lose, give Hot Boys their first win of the season. Narrowly, only lost by 7. So the Hot Boys get one win for the season against the Phoenix, 13-6. Phoenix, unfortunately, don't win a game, but made an appearance of a game and showed up really to play. Barr crushed the Eagles. Really not even a close game here, 34-0. Phoenix lose their second game, lose to the Mustangs, 34-13. And then Action Crazy defeat the Eagles, 38-14. Really not a surprise, really, if you look at that Action Crazy team. I know Johnny Norton, Craig Grant, has that team sort of playing better as the weeks go on. I don't know, they got off to a rough start early, but some of the newer players in the league are kind of getting acclimated to the flag football system. So, you know, you look at that overall picture, and, you know, you see that you've got teams now that really are starting to hit their stride come the playoffs. And when you look at the playoff bracket, we'll do that with Joe C. in a minute, you kind of see, is there really any team that, in terms of numbers, can beat the Bar? You know, and if you look at some of the player stats, and really if you go to the standings, I know we didn't hit all the numbers, but if you look at offensively, Bar best offense in the league, 367 points. Phoenix worst offense in the league, only scoring 37. Bar only giving up 79 points per game. And if you looked at over a 7-week schedule, yeah, they give up a touchdown, maybe touchdown or two, you know. But if you look at some of those games where they give up a touchdown or two, it's really in those games where they're against the higher competitive teams, you know. Even when they really defeated a team or beat them by a bunch, most teams are able at least to score up a touchdown. Looking at the second-best defense, it's New World Order. And the third-best defense in the league is the Mustangs. And the Mustangs actually outscored New World Order. So, you know, if the Mustangs really can get in there and, you know, really make a run, they could possibly knock off NWO. You know, you don't know where the Eagles sit, because surprisingly, they actually outscored the Mustangs and NWO with 235. So, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen with the Eagles and what team is going to show up. But, you know, you look at their overall differential, and it's a really good differential. So, you know, you look at some teams like the Stallions and Bulls, yeah, they're just giving up way too many points. Once you start giving up over 200 points, you just simply aren't going to be able to maintain and keep teams out the end zone. So, you know, one thing that, you know, I think we'll look ahead for next season and we go to the fall is that really, is there going to be a lot of movement of teams in terms of free agency, and really, are these other teams going to be able to stock up? So, let's move over to stats. If you look at stats for the year, you know, you really get an overall picture really where the league's at in terms of stats. You know, we looked at the Chuck D phenomenal season, only player in the league this year to score over 50 touchdowns, had 51. No competitor was close in terms of stats for the year. And you know, one thing you'll look at is, you know, if a team gets into a shootout with the bar, can offensively, can they keep up? You know, it's a question that comes up a lot, and you know, you just look at it and you don't think most teams really can't do it. You know, you go let's go now look at active touchdowns. Your top three touchdown leaders are on the bar. Anthony D, Alex D, and Silky with 15, 12, and 9 touchdowns respectively. Your top two rushers in the league are in the bar. You got Eric and Fee. Your top defensive touchdown leaders is Fee. So you look at the bar and you look at what they're done as a cross section. You know, you just look at offensively, defensively, they're able to control the ball and they have some of the best players. You know, we got rushing touchdowns, Jerome W., rookie, great year, didn't get double digits, but a great impact season. And then he led the league in interceptions, 14 touchdowns by a rookie. So, you know, that's a really good standout performance by a first-year player. So, you know, as you look forward and you look forward to some of the playoff games, it's really an interesting question of who is really going to be able to hang in there, play good defensive ball, and really make a run here in the playoffs.
All right, so let's now hit the playoff brackets, bracketology. Let's hit all the games going into season 14 playoff rounds. Got Joe C here. We're going to hit all the games. Now, short bracket, actually we're going from 10 teams to 4 teams for the playoffs. And then on June 14th, 6-14-15, Super 5 going on the 14. It'll be a Final Four matchup at 9 and 10. Then we'll go to a flag football youth exhibition game at 11, and then Super 5 Bowl 14 will be at 12 o'clock on the 14th of June. So that's the brackets. Now, the way the seeding works is basically two teams, the bar and WO, have buys in the sense that they don't play at the 9 o'clock game. They'll play the winner of the 9 o'clock game. So if the team survives the first round, they play the bar in the world order. And then the 11 o'clock games will be those who are in the middle seed. So seeds make 4, 5, 6, 7. So, Joe, let's hit the seeding now. That being said, Bart ran the table undefeated. They will play the winner of the Phoenix Stallions. Stallions here won't have their captain Dev there. Phoenix, believe, ended the season undefeated, or actually winless, and ran the table 0-9. I mean, anything special about that first round game, Stallions and the Phoenix?
No. No, I don't think anything special with that.
I mean, even if you take the long view of it, I mean, just in terms of matchup, Stallions in the season 3-6. They scored about 134 points, far off the pace. Obviously, their heyday. Actually, Barr and a couple of teams doubled and even tripled their output. Phoenix at the moment have scored only 37 points, probably averaging somewhere between less than 5-6 points a game. I mean, you know, I mean, do you think this is the last year to Stallions? I mean, or let me rephrase it. If you were the Stallions GM, would you just shut down the franchise and just call it a day?
From what I hear on the sidelines, it might be a day. It looks like they need a new face and a new franchise going on. I think we're going to see the Stallions, but I don't see them being the Stallions anymore. I see them kind of getting a new persona.
And then let's hit the second round. The winner of that game would play the bar So I believe Bar beat the Stallions by 40-50. Beat Phoenix, I think, by almost, yeah, well over 50. I think both the margins of victories in those games were well over 40-45 points. Okay, second 9 o'clock game will be the Bulls versus the Hot Boys. Hot Boys avoid going on winless. Go 1-8. Beat the Phoenix to get their only win. Both teams giving up the same amount of points, but the Hot Boys will play the Bulls, who, surprisingly enough, won 3 games. Bulls and Stallions were 3-6, although the Stallions played Phoenix. Any thoughts on the Bulls, Hot Boys?
No, I think the Bulls are going to pull that one out too. There's just too much talent, too much speed for the Hot Boys. But you know, we'll see. Hopefully some of these teams come back in the fall at least.
I know the Bulls last week were missing their regular quarterback, Kyle, although they had some issues at the position, some controversy. I think Rasheen G came in and stepped in to play quarterback for them. So I don't know if he can really sustain anything substantial over the course of a playoff game or through the run, but we'll see what happens. So that opening the bar, NWO, into that second round game. So basically NWO will play the winner of the Hot Boys and the game we just mentioned, or Hot Boys and the Bulls. And then that would leave your last two 9 o'clock games, 11 o'clock games, Eagles, SBD, Mustangs, Action Crazy. For the Eagles, right, they're looking obviously to continue making the run, although they dropped two last week. What's your thoughts on the Eagles dropping two games going into the playoffs and then facing an SBD, which has first play in the league, Dom?
Oh, I don't know. This is surprising me. This Eagles team, I thought was ramped up and ready to go, but you know, I'm not really sure what's going on with them behind the scenes. So I can't really speak too much. I just know those two games. You know, if people can stick around and watch them, they're both going to be really good games.
You know, if you look at the, you know, the Eagles end of the season, obviously well over 500. Output-wise, offensively, no issues. I mean, they scored 235, which puts them second in the league. So they're able to score points. Respectively, on defense, they're giving up 115. I think that's also third in the league. So actually 189, which puts them fourth. But offensively, the team doesn't have any issues. It's just sometimes there's points in the games where the Eagles just can't either make a stop or get enough momentum to close out a game. So, you know, that game right there is a pick. I mean, both teams 5-4. You know, SPD at one point was below 500, but now they're back at that game. So, any concern that SPD can make a run here, get hot, get into either the Final Four or the championship?
Oh, they certainly can. They certainly can. I mean, they've been in the league a long time. I know they didn't have a great regular season, but they're still a tough team to beat. I know we threw the ball around with them a little bit. You know, in the game we had against them, that they had to forfeit, unfortunately. But, you know, the core is still there. You know, they have Hines. They have, you know, probably one of the top centers in the league in Hammer. And, yeah, I mean, they're definitely still a team to be messed with.
And then that'll bring us to our last 1 o'clock game, the first round of the playoffs. Mustangs, Action Crazy. Mustangs, yeah, and even if you're looking at Steve-O and Carlos and First Lady and all those guys playing on that squad, now, obviously, a different franchise name. This is the second year, I believe, as the Mustang, but a franchise high 7 wins, 7-2. Both their losses came to the first and second place team, NWO Bar. Obviously, you know, probably very disappointed they weren't able sort of to beat either one of those teams, but they sit at a good third place, 7-2. They sit with a good seeding. They'll face the Action Crazy, who's 4-5. Veterans on the team, they have Knox, they have Grant. Johnny Norton, really good season, a bounce back year for him. So, you know, who you like here, not so much who you like, but what do you see as any points of interest in this Action Crazy Mustangs game for the last playoff game of the day?
Geez, I don't know that. You know, I think DeAndre said that's probably the game of the week right there. That Action Crazy team is good. I mean, they're not the same team that started off the season. You know, they're definitely a dangerous team. I see them definitely throwing an upset towards the Stallions. But as long as the Stallions keep their heads in it, stop pointing the fingers and stuff, they'll be all right. But they do need to watch out for that Action Crazy team because they are good.
So we just go record-wise. I mean, your top four teams in terms of record, obviously the title, well, it's actually top five, but your teams are 5-4 records. It's the Bar, NWO, Mustangs, Eagles, SPD. Any of the teams that are outside looking in, I mean, obviously I'm looking at the bottom half, Action Crazy, Stallions, Bulls, Hot Boys, Phoenix, any of those teams seeing a chance to crack the top four and get into the Final Four?
I definitely see Action Crazy being able to. Now, how they play on Sunday, we'll decide, but, you know, they definitely have the talent to do it. So, yeah, I would say Action Crazy has just as good a shot as anybody else.
So thank you to Joe C for here at the brackets with us. So we got everything set up. Super Flag Bowl 14 will be on June 14th, 12 p.m. noon kickoff. It'll be the 14th championship of this flag football cinematic universe, as I always say. Good luck to all the teams out there. Just repeat of the final standings. Or actually, just quickly repeat the games going into the playoff bracket. So at 9 o'clock, you will have the, believe it's the Phoenix versus Stallions, 9 o'clock Bulls Hot Boys. Winner of the Phoenix Stallions games will play the Bar. Winner of the Bulls Hot Boys games plays NWO. Eagles SPD kickoff at 11, and then the last game of the playoff round of the 14th season will be Mustangs versus Action Crazy. At the end of all that, we'll get a top final four. We'll roll into 6-14, June 14th, Super Black Bowl 14th. Will be 9 a.m. semifinal game, 10 a.m. the second semifinal game, and then we will have a Flag Football America Youth exhibition, and the Super Flag Bowl on June 14th at 12 p.m. So like I said, I want to thank the Flag Football Advisory Board, always back in the background. I want to thank Gordon. I want to thank Joe C. We will see everyone next week. Good luck to all the playoff teams, and we will see you at the Super Flag Bowl preview next week. Thanks.